Personal Finance, Chapter 3, High School Storybook.
Chapter 3, Navigating Income and Careers.
Senior year was a pressure cooker. For Liam, whose family had a long line of university graduates, the path seemed clear. For Maya, whose parents had built a successful catering business from scratch, the options felt wider and a little more daunting. They sat across from each other in the school library, laptops open, a mountain of brochures between them. 4 years of lectures and labs, Liam sighed, scrolling through a university's engineering program. It's a lot of time before I even start earning.
Maya tapped a brochure for a culinary arts program. Maybe, but my cousin, Lena, she did a 2-year apprenticeship as an electrician. She was making great money while her friends were still racking up student debt. She pointed to a chart comparing average starting salaries. Look at this. A journeyman electrician can start at nearly the same as a junior engineer.
Liam leaned in, intrigued. But what about later on? He asked. My dad always says a degree is the key to long-term growth. He pulled up a graph showing lifetime earning potential. The line for college graduates climbed steadily higher over 30 years, eventually surpassing the tradesperson's earnings. See, it's an investment.
An investment with a big upfront cost, Maya countered, gesturing to a tuition fee schedule on her own screen. And what if you don't love it? I love creating things with my hands, the immediate satisfaction of a perfectly plated dish. I'm not sure I could sit at a desk all day, even for a bigger paycheck down the line. She thought about the joy she found in her parents' bustling kitchen.
They started to map it out. Liam's path, 4 years of university, tuition, living expenses, and then an entry-level job with a company that offered a 401k and health insurance. He'd be solving complex problems, designing systems he might never physically touch. The work promised intellectual challenge and a clear corporate ladder to climb.
Maya's path was different. She could enroll in a 2-year culinary program, working part-time in a restaurant to gain experience simultaneously. Her education would be hands-on, learning from seasoned chefs. After graduating, she could work for a restaurant, or even for her family's business. The benefits might not be as comprehensive at first, but she would be building tangible skills from day one.
And what about being your own boss? Maya asked, her eyes lighting up. My parents started with nothing but a food cart. Now they have a staff of 10. That's a different kind of success, isn't it? You're not just earning a wage, you're building something. She imagined her own food truck, a fusion of her family's traditional recipes with modern techniques.
Liam considered it. The idea of entrepreneurship was appealing, but also terrifying. The gig economy is changing things too, he mused. My uncle is a freelance software developer. He sets his own hours, chooses his projects, but he's also constantly looking for the next contract, and he has to pay for his own insurance. The lack of stability seemed like a heavy trade-off for freedom.
They talked about the economy. A boom in construction could mean huge demand for skilled trades, while a tech recession could lead to layoffs for engineers. It feels like there's no perfectly safe path, Liam admitted. Everything has its own risks and rewards.
As they packed up their bags, the pressure had eased, replaced by a sense of clarity. Liam was still set on engineering, excited by the intellectual challenge. Maya was enrolling in the culinary program, eager to start creating. They were on different paths, but for the first time, they both felt like they were heading in the right direction, for them. Good luck, future chef, Liam said with a smile. You too, future engineer, Maya replied.
Previous quiz. Back to course. Next lesson.